Hello, lover girl. Welcome back to the Date With Sense podcast. I am feeling very comfy. I'm all bundled up in my little fleece, and I have on this cute little house dress that I'm feeling very comfortable in as I get my work done. And I'm here to record another podcast episode for you. And so today's episode, I want to revisit a concept that I talked about a while back, falling in love while dating. You can check out that episode, previous episode on the podcast. I will include it in the show notes for you to be able to find easy. But I talked about falling in love while dating, and why you should definitely consider falling in love. And today's episode is pretty much going to be like round two of that. I really want to revisit it, especially considering I'm seeing so many women avoiding doing it because of whatever concern and fear. And I'm even seeing like dating coaches or relationship coaches, love gurus, whatever you call them, but they are creating like, well, there's this rule that everybody has that I'm noticing in the dating world, in the relationship world. And it's telling women, you know, you should protect yourself by being, you know, super guarded, super cautious with your emotions, not falling in love with men, holding back. And I completely disagree with this. I believe that women should fall in love as many times as possible. I believe that women should fall in love with as many men as possible. And by fall in love, I mean that while you are dating, you should be always open. You should be always willing and ready to form deep emotional connections with a variety of men over time. I do not mean overextending yourself. I do not mean getting drunk off of, you know, being in connection with men and overinvesting and doing the most and self-abandoning. Like when I think about falling in love, I do not think of stupidity. Falling in love, I do not think of recklessness. I do not think of putting men on a pedestal. And that is what, you know, mainstream dating culture, relationship advice culture, that is how they see it. I don't teach my clients at all that falling in love is some kind of reckless or naive act. I really work with my clients to expand their capacity to understanding what falling in love while dating is. And I teach them that it is a conscious choice. Yes, it sounds like, oh, I'm falling in love, but no, it is a conscious choice to not just, you know, open yourself up to that, but it is a choice to tap into their divine feminine. It is your conscious choice to tap into your divine feminine. And you do this by embracing a full spectrum of emotions that you can experience while you're interacting with men, while you're in connection with men, while you are dating men. A lot of times I get a lot of, you know, how do I do this feminine? How do I be more feminine? I'm like, all the places that you think is feminine is performative. And the places where you can be more feminine, we are shying away from. And embracing a full spectrum of emotions is part of tapping into the divine feminine. Because we have the opportunity not to just feel, you know, excited about a man, but we could also feel passion. We could also feel yearning. We could also feel ecstatic. We could also feel, you know, like sensual, like opening ourselves up to a full range of emotion when we're interacting with a man. Typically, what I notice is women choosing to protect, or AKA guard, their hearts. But what happens is they're not exactly guarding their hearts. They're putting walls up because there is a lot of emotional avoidance, like them avoiding having these types of emotions because they don't want to feel them. They don't want to feel exposed. They do not want to experience feeling vulnerable. And so they avoid the emotions around a man that they're dating. They want to know for a fact that he wants them back before they open up emotionally. And then eventually, the emotional avoidance leads to emotional detachment. And by emotional detachment, I mean that they cannot establish an emotional connection with men because they have been avoiding it. They have been locked out of their own hearts, locked out in their own bodies. I see it all the time. Women that come to me, and for example, one of the big things that big symptoms that I've seen is women not being able to get excited about men. They have locked themselves out because they have been so guarded and so reserved for such an extended period of time that they can't even touch that emotion in them. They think it's the men. They think it's, oh, I can't get excited about the men. But in reality, they can't touch the excitement within themselves. So it's really hard for them to get excited about men in general. And because they can't touch that emotion, there's a wide range of emotions that they can't touch, but that's one of them. And there becomes a lot of fizzling out when they meet men. You know, they'll have some interactions and a bunch of fizzling out happens and they're like, oh, I thought we were getting somewhere. But then it dies down really, really quick and they don't know why it happened. Or rampant ghosting, right? Having a pattern of men ghosting you consistently. That is also a symptom of being locked out of yourself because you cannot form a connection that is sustainable. You cannot create an emotional connection with the man that leads to something because you're locked out of yourself. So that, I'm telling you, please do not avoid falling in love and putting your guard up, putting a walls up, because you have fear of heartbreak. You know, you have fear of a man taking advantage of you. We're going to talk about this as well, because when it comes to my clients, them taking a conscious choice to tap into the divine feminine by embracing a full spectrum of emotions, they get to feel excitement around men and show their excitement off with men. Allow men to feel their excitement. They don't play hard to get. They don't lean back. They lean in. And that enhances the chemistry with the men that they date. They allow themselves to feel yearning, which allows men to feel their desire for them. Men get to feel how much they desire them. And these men, they're like, okay, I feel this desire in her. I want to show up for her. I can feel it in her. They feel passion for these men, which invites the men to open up himself and reveals, the man gets to reveal their own desires to deepen the connection with the woman because, you know, he's feeling her passion and he's able to open up. And so when my clients embrace this approach, they experience a profound shift in their dating lives. They no longer see falling in love as a weakness. in the past that they did, because falling in love ended up in huge, distraught, sliding down the walls, disappointment, where they had to go on healing journeys for months. It resulted in men taking advantage of them and not showing effort, not putting up effort. It led to men not seeing them as women that they would invest in. That's what falling in love led to. So these women no longer see falling in love as a weakness, more so, but as a powerful approach to become more magnetic. They fall in love to enhance their dating experiences. Dating feels so much better. It feels so good in their bodies to just tap into those emotions and release them to the world and release them for men to be able to experience with them. And it falling in love leads to creating true intimacy with quality men without needing to have sex. I know a lot of ladies are like, Tora, why am I always attracting men who just want sex from me? A lot of times that comes from the fact of you not knowing how to create intimacy without sex. It's contrary to popular belief, men want to create true intimacy. And when they are not able to create an emotional, intimate connection with you, a lot of times they default to sex as creating some form of intimacy. But whenever you're able to create true intimacy with quality men using your emotional capacity, you won't need to have sex with them for them to want to pursue you. You won't need to open one leg. You won't need to bend down on one knee, right? To create the connection that you desire to have with men where they provide, protect, and pursue you. And when women make this shift, when my clients make this shift, it allows them to attract quality men who appreciate their depth, like the depth of their ability to get open like that, to express themselves in that way. These men appreciate their authenticity. These women are not scared to let these men know how much they desire them. They're able to let these men in and see them and feel them for who they really are. And these men appreciate their emotional intelligence. It takes an emotional intelligent person to be really open about how they feel about a man and what they want to experience about a man, knowing that there's risk of rejection, knowing that there's risk in judgment, knowing that the man may pull away. It takes a very emotional intelligent person to be able to do that. And if you struggle with this concept of falling in love, it is probably because you think falling in love leads to being taken advantage of, leads to overinvestment, or leads to heartbreak. But the thing is, none of that has to even happen. When you approach falling in love with intention and awareness, the problem is most of us are quote unquote falling in love and we are not intentional about it. We're haphazardly liking men and then doing things because we like these men. A lot of us are on autopilot. We don't have awareness around us falling in love. We fall in love and we're unconscious. We're taking unconscious action. We are on autopilot and we're doing things just because we feel certain things. We expect certain things just because we feel certain things. And you need to get to the point where you're able to feel something and not have to take action on it. Where you're able to feel something and not have to expect something because you have feelings. And this is exactly why I teach my clients the concept of high connection, low attachment. My clients learn how to create deep emotional connections with men while never being attached to the outcome. So even though they have this feeling of passion, of excitement, of desire, of yearning, they don't have an attachment to the future with this man. They don't have an attachment to, I need a phone call next week or I'm going to have my heart broken. They don't have an attachment for him to move her into an exclusive relationship. Yes, it would be nice, but she's not attached to it. Right. And with my method, high connection, low attachment, I help you let go of fear and resistance towards falling in love. Even if you have a history of heartbreak, right? Even if 10 men broke your heart, doesn't matter. You can let go of the fear. You can let go of the resistance of just being open and allowing men to experience you. Using high connection, low attachment, you will set boundaries. You will communicate boundaries. You will execute boundaries so that no matter how much you are in love with the man, how much you desire him, you won't make choices that cause you to overinvest in these men or put these men on a pedestal. You won't get to the point where you are giving, giving, giving and not expecting any return just because you're in love. You will not do things for this man and self-abandon just because you're in love. You won't make yourself readily available, clearing your calendar just because you're in love. You will not be out here allowing this man to come and take advantage of your emotions just because you're in love. It just won't happen because you'll have the boundaries in place. And you'll also leverage the emotions that you feel. Ooh, this is the best part. Ooh, you will learn how to leverage the emotions that you feel while falling in love to enrich your dating experiences, to deepen the connections that you have. So while you're in love with this one man and you're feeling passion and you're feeling excitement and you're feeling yearning, you're feeling desire, those feelings, tapping into the divine feminine and allowing yourself to express and experience all of those feelings makes you even more magnetic to other men. Because they can feel you when you walk outside your door. They can feel into you when you step into different environments and different places. They can feel the power within you, your ability to hold your emotion and be confident around it, your ability to hold your emotion and be powerful around it. So that leaves you ultimately attracting quality men. Abundance of quality men who appreciate your confidence and being open with your emotions. And they are extremely captivated by your ability to be connected. That is key. That is why I want you to fall in love. That is why I want you to let your guard down and experience all these emotions and allow yourself to express yourself in this way. Because I'm telling you, you reap dividends. I have had clients go from being overlooked by men to being highly sought after. I've had clients who have had their connections with men consistently fizzling out. They'll talk to a guy for a couple of weeks and boom, nobody knows what happens to men consistently looking to spend time and looking to move them into exclusive relationships. I've had clients where men say, well, I don't do things like that. This is not what I do. I don't show up. I don't really go above and beyond. And then they start going above and beyond. Oh, you don't buy purses for women that you just met? You just bought one, right? Or you do not rub women's feet that you just met unless you're getting something in return or you just did it. It's a different experience. And if you want to learn how to do this and embody this and work with me closely to do it, it's one of the things that I help you do, working one-to-one together. And I have a private one-to-one coaching space for high-achieving unchurched women of faith who desire to work with me closely to become in demand in the dating world and attract emotionally available and financially established men who desire serious commitment so that these women can choose their life partners in as early as a year. So you could do that. And so the best candidate for this program is a personal growth enthusiast who values personal development tools. And this woman is satisfied and proud of what she's already created in her life already, socially, financially, and professionally. And now she desires to focus on success in her love life. So if it interests you and you want to work together, go ahead and book a sales call with me. I will have the link in the show notes. And when you book a sales call, we're going to hop on Zoom. And we're going to talk face to face on Zoom about what is happening in your love life, what you want to create, what you desire to experience, what you want to overcome, what you want to embody, what your vision looks like. And I will share with you how I can help you achieve that. A personalized plan for you and nobody else. So if you're looking to be a private client, go ahead and book a sales call and go ahead and fall in love. Get open to it. Go fall in love this week, girl. Look at the possibilities. Explore the possibilities. And if you enjoyed this episode, go ahead and leave a 5-star review on the podcast. Help other women find this work and here's something new that they've never heard before. Let us get the algorithm out there. Please go leave a review. And until next time, bye.